Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Who can get a prayer through? Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what? Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing a whole lot about me? Can anybody pray where the prayer don't see? The prayers of the righteous.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and this is Prayer Changes Things for this Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. Oh, hallelujah. Now I'm in the house tonight with Apostle Zeta Flowers and Mother Shirley Mitchell. And tonight we're going to be having our prayer meeting. But, you know, before we get into praying, I came to tell somebody tonight, prayer can only change things, hallelujah, if we can pray it, if we see it, and we believe it. Hallelujah. You see, the word of God declares that by our faith we are able to move mountains and speak things that are not into existence. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that we speak things and then go out and try to bring them into existence in and of ourselves, but we pray, expecting God to move on our behalf, believing that he will receive that which we've asked for. The focus is on our faith in God and not on our actions or abilities, because faith is simply a matter of confidently trusting and believing without a doubt in something. So when we pray, we must pray it, we must see it, and we must believe it. And we do that by trusting God's promises. And it's one of the most fundamental ways that we can consciously glorify God. When we believe a promise of God, we honor God's ability to do what he promised and his willingness and his wisdom to know how to do it. Oh, yes, when it comes to God, it is being convinced that he will do exactly what he says he'll do. Hallelujah. We have to believe that every promise that God makes, he has the power to deliver. We must pray it, see it, and believe it. But faith is the first step we must take to receive mercy from God. Faith is not just believing God exists. It's acting on that belief. You see, faith equals action. It is staking our entire eternity on the offer God has extended to us to have a personal relationship with him. Our faith is having a confidence in God that leads to our obedience to him, because true faith is based upon what God says, and it is demonstrated by what we do. Pray it, see it, believe it. Now, all of us have had negative experiences, but these negative experiences have trained us to look at things in a cynical way. Because we have been disappointed so many times, we are tempted to believe that God has just stopped listening to us. When asked to believe in a promise for the future, often we respond by saying, I'll believe it when I see it. This, however, is really only a partial truth. The sad reality of the situation is that even though when we don't see it, or when we do see it, we still don't believe it. You can tell that we don't because we generally say, I can't believe it. This is how we've been trained. Others of us have that wait and see attitude. We pray, and then we wait to see if anything changes. Oh, we're looking to the sky for signs. We're listening for signs. We're looking for signs. And if anything doesn't change or isn't changing fast enough for us, our faith goes right out the window. Listen to me. Abraham and Sarah were in their 90s when they received the promise of a son from God. And some of us don't want to wait on the Lord for 5 minutes. We want to pray, and we get a microwave answer. But that's not the way our Father works. His timing is perfect. He knows what's best for us. He can see into our future. But now still others of us lack, are determined to pray. But then we want to become God's little helpers.
Mm-hmm.
See, we make all kinds of excuses to justify why we are still moving in ourselves when we know that we have asked God to take control over the situation. So how is that trusting God if we're doing all the moving? Now, I just want us to know that a lack of faith is a negative thing. And it's a ploy from old flathead Satan himself. You see, he wants to keep us locked into an attitude of negativity. He wants us to continue to believe in his lies. Someone once said that most people would rather climb a 100-foot pole and believe a lie than stand on the ground and believe the truth. And that's real, because the word of God tells us in these times that people are going to wax cold. They're going to be lovers of themselves. They just want to have their itchy ears scratched. But they're not really interested in trusting God. Because the truth of the matter is we tend to believe what we want to believe and disbelieve what we want to believe, and we pray accordingly. And far too often, this is based on our personal experience instead of the Word of God. It's based on what we have felt, what we have seen, what we have been through, rather than what God has said. But we have to remember that we have to believe every promise that God makes, because he has the power to deliver it. We have to pray it. We have to see it as though it were, and then we've got to believe it. Mark 11, 23 through 24 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Saints of God, so many of us get caught up on waiting. You know, if we pray something and it's taking way too long, and you know, we just feel like, you know, we're missing something. We get agitated. We get fidgety. We get so fixated on getting that mate, getting that job, getting that church, that we don't really stop and take the time to praise God for all the things that we already have and all the things that he's already doing. We tend to forget that whatever we see is broken, God already sees it's fixed, because he has the power to fix it. We spend way too much time asking, when, Lord, you know, that we can't even see ourselves in the future. We don't see ourselves with that mate, see ourselves in that new job, see ourselves in that new building. And if you're broken, we must see ourselves delivered, healed, and totally restored. God can do anything but fail. So when we go to God, let us pray it, let us see it, and let us believe it, expecting to receive it. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, "After this matter, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." You see, this is what Jesus taught the disciples when they asked him to teach them to pray. This is Jesus' pattern on how to pray. And it's also a pattern on how we should live. Our lives should become a prayer to God. The model prayer of God, or Jesus Christ, teaches us so much more than how to ask for what we want. But it teaches us a lifestyle. You see, Jesus teaches us how to share our. He teaches us how to act like his children, Father. He teaches us the right investment, who art in heaven. He teaches us holiness, hallowed be thy name. He teaches us loyalty, thy kingdom come. He teaches us obedience, thy will be done. He teaches us how to live on earth as it is in heaven. He teaches us how to trust. Give us this day our daily bread. He teaches us forgiveness. Forgive us our debts. And he teaches us compassion as we forgive our debtors. He teaches us how to walk. Lead us not into temptation. And he teaches us spiritual warfare, but deliver us from evil. And then finally, he teaches us the most important thing. Submission, for thine is the kingdom. He teaches us how to respect him, the power. He teaches us worship, the glory. He teaches us the right perspective forever. And he teaches us faith. Amen. Because amen is saying, Lord, I agree. Think about it. How can we say our if we're living only for ourselves? How can we say Father if we don't try to act like his child? How can we say who art in heaven if we are laying up no treasure there? How can we say, hallowed be thy name, if we are not striving for holiness? How can we say, thy kingdom come, if we're not doing our part to hasten that day? How can we say, thy will be done, if we are disobedient to his word? And how can we say, on earth as it is in heaven, if we are unwilling to serve him here and now? How can we say, give us this day our daily bread, if we are not relying on him to provide for us? And how can we say, forgive us our debts, if we harbor grudges against others? And how can we say, as we forgive our debtors, if we don't have any compassion? How can we say, lead us not into temptation, if we deliberately place ourselves in its path? And how can we say, deliver us from evil, if we haven't put on the whole armor of God? We got to armor up. How can we say, thine is the kingdom, if we are not loyal to the king as one of his faithful servants? And how can we attribute to him the power if we feared what people may do or say to us? And how can we ascribe to him the glory if we are seeking honor and the glory for ourselves? How can we say forever if our eyes are only focused on these things that we can see today, these things that are temporary? How can we say amen if our hearts are full of doubt and unbelief? Ephesians 6 and 18 tells us to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. There are all kinds of prayer. There is a prayer to fit each particular situation or our condition. There is a public prayer, private prayer, individual prayer, corporate prayer, long prayer, short prayer, standing prayer, sitting prayers, laying on your face prayers, while you walk prayers, the prayer of faith, the prayer of petition, the prayers of intercession, the prayers of submission, and most important of all, the prayers of repentance. It is clear from Paul's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that prayer is vital for every believer to be successful in spiritual warfare. So, if we want prayer that changes things, we must be able to pray it, to see it, and to believe it. And now at this time, we're going to go into the second portion of our program tonight, and we're going to bring two of the beautiful mothers of the church, our leaders of the church, Mother Mitchell and Apostle Zeta Flowers, and I'm going to ask them to come forth and just lead us in prayer on tonight as the Lord leads them, hallelujah, and guides their heart. We're going to start with you, Apostle Zeta, if you would come on in and you would just lead, start us out in prayer on tonight, please.
All right. Well, tonight, this has been a blessing, and I've enjoyed what I heard. What we heard is so important, that we know that when we pray, that we have faith, and our faith is in God, not in ourselves, that we
Amen.
Have faith when we come before him to pray, that we see in the supernatural, because that's how he moves. And that we can see whatever we're asking him for, that it will, that we can expect it. Because when he sends out his word, he performs his word. And so we know, we know that we can trust God, and that's who we put our trust in when we go into prayer, knowing and believing that he's already promised us and that he will come through. Not always the way that we think, but he will come through.
Yes, he will.
Now, I feel led tonight to pray for families. Praise God, because we know the enemy is rampant. He's going about trying to discourage people, especially families, breaking up homes and things like that. And I'm not thinking of anybody in particular tonight, but just I know what the family situation is and how the family has been broken. And we serve a God that can mend and restore relationships. And so that's what I feel led to pray for tonight, at least right now. Father God, we just, first of all, thank you for who you are. We reverence you tonight. We adore you and we honor you. Because
yes,
you have been so good to us. And not only have you been, but you continue to be. And so we thank you that we can always depend upon you, knowing that we come before you, asking whatever is on our heart. We know that you will do it. We know that you will. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we can have faith and trust in you, that we can stand on your word because we know that your word is true. You have promised us, hallelujah, you have told us through your word, praise God, that we can come to you and that we can ask for anything and it will be done. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, I just lift up families everywhere tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And I lift up our own families, praise God. We don't always know what's going on in the family settings. So we lift up our families tonight.
Yes,
we lift up others that we know, other families, praise God. And we thank you for those that are the families that are in harmony with one another. We thank you that there are many that have a wonderful relationship. Hallelujah,
yes,
with their spouses, with their children, hallelujah,
yes,
and other relatives, hallelujah, outside of their homes. And so we just lift them up to you. We thank you for those, Lord, that are in harmony with you, hallelujah,
yes,
in their relationships, in their family settings. But, Lord, every family is not like that. So tonight we just lift up families everywhere, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Broken relationships. We pray, Lord, that you will restore them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In situations where the children are against their parents, we pray, Lord. We pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you will move in their lives, that you will touch, hallelujah, that they will be drawn to you, God, that they will draw themselves to you, that they will have a desire, hallelujah, to want to be saved, to want to walk upright before you, to want to live righteously, to want to do the right thing.
Lord.
So we pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Families that are scattered, families that have no concern about each other anymore. We pray, Lord, that you will mend these situations in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that you will restore our husbands and wives. Hallelujah, that the enemy has tricked. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that you will bring them together, Lord. Hallelujah, with repenting hearts, God, in Jesus' name, that they may be restored. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that they will be able to carry out the plan, the purpose that you had in mind for them. In Jesus' name, oh, that they may reach their destiny in the name of Jesus. And not only for their sake, Lord, but those around them in the name of Jesus, that others will see
Lord
a change
God.
In them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may also want what they have in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it. Do it everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring the family back. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, restore husband and wife in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, this was your plan, Lord, hallelujah, oh God, for man and woman, hallelujah, that they would produce, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they would add, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that they would multiply in Jesus' name. Oh, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, do it, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bring back your plan into the people's lives and to their thoughts, and in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they may want to walk upright before you. Hallelujah. Oh, do it, God, in Jesus' name. Move in a mighty way. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the churches, we pray for those relationships,
yes,
in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they will love one another. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we come,
Lord,
against the backbiting,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of jealousy and envy.
Yes.
We come against it right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. We know it does not belong in the church. It doesn't belong among your believers. Oh, God, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Let there be a stirring, hallelujah, even as the church is open, Lord, the buildings open, or wherever we may meet, whether it's outdoors, indoors, hallelujah, wherever, God, on the broadcast, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, on Zoom, on Facebook, hallelujah, move in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, there will be peace and harmony, hallelujah,
yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus. We know that it is your will, God, hallelujah, that we come together, hallelujah,
yes,
as one, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as
yes,
you,
Lord,
and the,
yes,
you and
Lord,
the Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit are one. Let it be with us also, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Have
yes,
your way,
Lord,
God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, move. Hallelujah. Move right now in Jesus'
yes,
name, that it will make a difference in the name of Jesus. Even there may be someone listening in, Lord, hallelujah, that has a broken
yes,
relationship. Hallelujah.
Wow.
We pray that you would mend it, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them hope, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Help them to know, hallelujah, that you are loving God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you want us to love one another, to be in harmony, to have great relationships, hallelujah,
yes,
holy relationships in the name of Jesus because of you, hallelujah. Do it for your name's sake, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you for it. Amen.
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 Beautiful prayer for
Amen.
The family. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Apostle
welcome.
Zeta Flowers
mm-hmm.
is coming to us from Oakland, California. So if you are in the Oakland East Bay area, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
keep your
Jesus.
Ears tuned. Because she will be having service, hallelujah, and I know that she is a mighty woman of God,
yes.
she's a praying woman of God, and if you join her in her worship services, you will truly be sitting under the word of God,
yes.
because that's all she's going to get. She doesn't
thank
give you
Jesus.
Her agenda, her opinion, she gives you the
Amen.
Word of God. Hallelujah. And now
Amen.
We're going to move on to another mighty woman of God in my life, my very own mother, the mother of this
Thank
church.
You.
I'm going to ask her to
Thank
come
you.
Forth, and she is going to pray what the Lord laid on her heart. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just come to your throne of grace saying, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
For teaching us the prayer that you taught your disciples.
Yes, Lord.
Because first of all,
glory.
For what we know you are to us.
Yes. Yes.
You're our
yes.
Father.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
You are
yes,
heaven.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we just thank you for that.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
You sit high
yes.
and you look at it.
Yes,
and
Lord
you
God.
You see everything. You do not miss
oh,
a
yes.
God.
Come on.
You
yes.
You sit and you see.
Yes, yes Lord.
And
hallelujah.
Give us new grace.
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Give us what
Jesus.
We
are
yes.
a provider.
Yes, you are.
Power
yes.
to walk on your own land.
Yes.
And to have the power to walk upon scorpions and all kinds of
oh,
things.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, you do, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your protection.
Glory.
Yes.
protection.
Yes.
Your protection around us. We thank you for family, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for faith.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For friends, and we thank you for our enemies.
Yes, Lord, we
because
lift them up.
Enemies have a lot to do with the character that you have in us.
My Lord,
we lift us high and past what our enemies can say or do to us.
Yes,
that
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
That will prosper.
Thank you,
against
Jesus.
Us.
Hallelujah.
The world,
yes,
you said, we are more than conquerors.
Yes, you are,
we
Jesus.
Are the,
Jesus.
We are the head and not the tail.
Amen.
And Lord,
I
tremble when I think of the people that's been the head so long, they don't even know that there is a tail.
My Lord.
And what
Jesus
is to happen
Jesus.
To them, Father?
My Lord,
we
Jesus.
Pray for them so when you come back for your
move,
church,
Holy Spirit,
that you will help them to know.
Yes.
And give them that final chance to say, Abba, Father,
my
I accept
Lord.
Your will. I accept your
my
will
Lord.
In my life. No matter what I've done, Lord, I know you are good to forgive us.
Yes.
You are your word. And your word is a lamp unto our feet, and you will guide us through all
things. Thank you, Jesus.
And you will bless us through all
things. Yes, Lord.
You will keep
yes,
us
Lord.
Through all things.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you walk with us, mm-hmm. and you talk with us.
Amen.
And as long as we
yes.
keep
yes.
in your hand, Father God, we cannot go wrong.
Amen.
You will
hallelujah,
not lead us
Jesus.
Wrong. You will not tell us wrong. You would help us to do what pleases you the most.
Amen.
And I thank you for your precious son who went to the cross and he came down as a Savior.
Hallelujah.
And he saw
yes,
that cross.
Yes.
Work it on that cross.
My Lord.
Right to the tree of life.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father,
thank
for
you,
it.
Amen.
Who we are. Had he not stayed on that cross,
would have
come down, we would be lost. So I thank you,
thank
Father
you,
God. He blessed us, and he was obedient to the Father as we should be to the Father.
Amen.
He blessed us to do.
In Jesus' name. Yes, in
hallelujah.
Jesus'
name.
Yes.
And we give you thanks, praise, the honor, and the glory. For it all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes,
and amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Most gracious
thank
Heavenly
you,
Father, I come standing in agreement with the saints. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the saints that will
yes.
come before your throne, Lord, and lift up your
yes.
people. Father God, I come right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up those that are hurting tonight, Father God, whether
yes,
it be through depression,
yes.
discouragement, despondency,
Jesus.
Father God, disease,
yes.
whatever the issue, Lord, we just pray right now to you, Jehovah Rapha, the healer, that you would continue
yes.
to bless. Continue to touch.
Yes.
Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, because we know there
right
is
now.
Power. In the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
And we're just thanking you in,
yes.
in advance for your miraculous
Lord.
Healing power, Lord.
Yes.
We just thank
yes.
you, Lord God, that somebody's about to get a healing, Father God. Somebody has just received a breakthrough,
yes.
Father God. Somebody has
yes.
just been told ain't no more cancer, Father God. Somebody
oh,
has just
hallelujah.
Been told, Lord God, that they can manage their
yes.
high blood pressure.
Yes.
Somebody's
yes.
just been told, Father God, that their diabetes is under control. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Yes.
We thank you because we
yes.
know you're a healer.
Yes, yes Lord.
Somebody, Father God, has
yes.
pains in their bodies that just released, Lord God.
Jesus.
Backs just stopped hurting.
Jesus.
Legs are coming
Jesus.
Up strong.
Yes.
Limbs are being
yes.
strengthened right now, Father God, by your holy power.
Hallelujah.
And we
yes.
just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for those that just lifted their heads to the hills from which cometh their help. Lord, we just praise you right now that even though when we go through, Father God, you are right there with us. Yea, though we walk through the shadow of the valley of death, we don't have to fear no evil because thou art with us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We just say we praise you, Jehovah Shammah, because you are ever present.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we just thank you for being our righteousness, Jehovah Sikkenu. We thank you for being our victory, because our victory is not in ourselves, but our victory is in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
So, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess right now that you are Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be professed from the White House to the outhouse. In the name of Jesus. For those that are called by your name, that sitting in these governments all over this country and all over this world, it is my prayer, Lord God, that they know that this earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, and you are in control, and you will have the first say, the middle say, and the last say. So they need to get on new plans, hallelujah, because they are simply mere men in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come praying right now. Lord, we pull down hatred and we loose peace and love. We pull down disunity and we loose unity. Lord, we know that you have and you alone have created us equal. No man can give us equality but you, oh God. And Lord God, you said you are not a respecter of persons. So I pray, Lord God, that every human being that is feeling oppressed, that are feeling as though they are less, will remember what you have said about them.
Yes, Lord.
And not what man has telling them.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because we know if he did it for Moses, he'll do it for us. If he did it for Abraham, he'll do it for us. If he did it for Sarah, he'll do it for us. If he did it for Daniel, he'll do it for us.
Oh, yes, he will.
If we simply pray it, believe it, and see it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for those called out servant leaders that preach your word in season and out of season and that preach it boldly, Father God, because we know they're not getting a lot of amens right now. So we're praying in the name of Jesus that you strengthen them, that you continue to lift their heads, that you, Lord God, lead them and encourage their hearts.
Yes, do it, God.
Lord, may they never get tired of doing things your way.
Oh, hallelujah.
May they lead as you lead us, Lord God. May we lead others.
Yes, Lord.
May we always only pour in as you have poured into us.
Glory.
Let us add nothing or take anything away from your holy word, because your word stands all by itself, because it is Jesus the Logo.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So, Lord, we just come tonight just praising you for who you are. Thanking you for being the great I am. Thanking you for being Abba Father. Thanking you for being that healer, provider, protector, sustainer, promise keeper.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not up here just seeking your hands, Father God. We seek your heart. Pour into us by the power of your spirit. Make us more like you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Make us worthy representatives of your kingdom, Lord God, so we can point everybody to you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just love you tonight. And we're not ashamed of your gospel. And we shall teach it and preach it everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Lord, we just pray for those who are incarcerated. Every person that is in bondage, we pray, Lord God, that they would give their life truly over to you because you came to set the captives free.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, I come praying right now for all of those that are in captivity and dealing with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray right now in the holy matchless name of Jesus.
Lord.
That you would touch that situation and that they would release these minor offenders, Lord God, and send them on home, Lord God, before they have a chance to be attacked by the enemy and corona.
Lord,
I pray that you protect them and keep them.
Lord. Yes.
Lord, I pray for all of those who are still dealing with the effects of the pandemic. But Lord, there's an underbelly going on. I pray against the devices that are determined to keep up a plot, a mess, a virus, a something. Hallelujah, because it's all about the money. Lord, we pray against those lovers of money because we know that the love of money is the root of all evil. And we know that men have started wars and killed people and took things all for the money. So, Lord, may we stop trying to obtain treasures down here and start living so that we might obtain treasures in the kingdom. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives right here and right now. I want to thank you for these two mighty prayer warriors, two mother sister friends, hallelujah, that walk in wisdom and righteousness, Lord. I want to thank you for their example. I want to thank you for their love. I want to thank you for their support. Lord God, I want to thank you that you allow me to see who they are in you so that I might walk a better and more worthy path. Lord, I thank you for every servant that you sent to walk with me. I praise you, Father God, for every opportunity that you give me to serve you. Lord, I love what I do in you, and I just want to continue for your glory. In Jesus' name, I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Saints of God, we just want to thank you. If anybody else out there would like to add a word of prayer, you're more than welcome. Hallelujah. But we just want to say we are so glad that you joined us here on tonight for Prayer Changes Things. This is our time to just lift up the Lord. I'd like to thank Apostle Zeta Flower. Flowers and Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell for joining me in the war room tonight. And we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. We love you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Love you, Mother Apostle.
Love you too, Mother Shirley Mitchell. And everybody.
<Good night. laughs>